Little Jason Crabb this morning, not Larry, but Jason Crabb, WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show on this Friday morning, 64 degrees. Our fourth and final WWIB parking lot picnic is in the books. And Dawson, co-hosting the show with me this morning, 5:30 to 9. We both had a super burrito from Rosie's Texas Outpost. That was filling.
I would agree. They were really, really good.
Okay, but we headed off to a family picnic in the town of O'Galley yesterday, mm-hmm. which we learned too late, actually, because we went to the O'Galley Recreation Area, but that's a longer story. But the fact is that you plowed through yours pretty quickly on just the drive.
Right. No, if I knew we'd had more time. With detours, we got directions confused, mixed yes. signals, and probably ended up adding an hour onto the overall drive time.
I didn't eat mine until the picnic area. Jason Cairns is on the line. You can handle a big burrito, right, Jason?
Yeah, I saw the pictures of the donuts, and that's really what I thought looked amazing.
Yeah.
Mabel Louise with a big, and I was like, could she eat all those? I mean,
I know.
Maybe that's what has kept her alive this long.
Ah, it's her secret.
She had the boat, right, of donuts, and so the vast
looked amazing
selection there. Well, grieving the loss of a spiritual giant, we've talked at different times about our spiritual Mount Rushmore. And I've had Stuart and Jill Briscoe, if you can get away with a husband and wife as part of your spiritual Mount Rushmore. And I've said them for years. And Stuart passing yesterday in his sleep of natural causes at the age of 91. So for years.
It's a big loss.
Yeah.
I know that you've brought up his name numerous times as you and I have talked over the years. And just his influence on you. It seems to be a life well lived, and there's a testimony that comes in both life and death in that case.
That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, some of the more memorable lines, I remember in one Easter sermon, he talked about the best you can do. You have to understand this right now. He said, the best you can do is live richly and die nobly. Mm-hmm. And that one just stayed with me over the years. I remember it was 1984, he was doing a series on the Minor Prophets. He did a book, it became ultimately a book called Taking God Seriously. It was the Minor Prophets, but he was preaching on Habakkuk. And it was just, he talked about, it's only when you recognize the sinfulness of your sin and the awesomeness of God's judgment that you get interested in his grace and his mercy. And, but ultimately talking about the kindness of God leading us to repentance. On one exchange, he was at Balsam Lake one time, and Peggy and I were there, he and Jill and a number of folks, and I got to ask a question. You've heard me say this before, but I asked him about, at that time, Seeker Sensitive was very much in the headlines in terms of churches, and I asked him about that, and he said, you know what, I don't know about seekers, he said, but every church needs to at least be seeker-friendly, and he went on to say, we have much more in common than we think. And he said, we're all created, we're all fallen, we're all redeemable, we all have an eternal destiny. And he said, I preach the word and let the Holy Spirit administer it to people where they're at. I thought that was great. So
that's good. Yeah, especially that fourfold statement there. You know, I think that's so true. If we can find our commonality, that's beautiful.
So anyhow, I could go on and on. We've had his show telling the truth on the air here. It had been on the air for many years. I mean, we've done 49 years on the radio. But a huge loss. His wife, Jill, survives him. I've seen his son, Pete, posting about we already miss him. So, 91 years old.
Sure. Yeah.
If there was a way to get to the memorial, I mean, I'd like to get there. But we'll see how it all plays out. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we still want to do it. Let's see. We're working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. There's a lot in this Sermon on the Mount, Jason.
There is. It's almost like it's Jesus' longest recorded sermon.
I think it is. All right. We've got Matthew 6, 22 and 23 today.
Yeah. It says, your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those verses this way. I created your eyes to see many things. They can sense good and evil. You might think of your eyes like a flashlight. You can focus the beam on goodness, truth, and beauty. Or you can focus on evil and corruption. Your mind catalogs both good and bad images. When you consistently focus On me, goodness fills you, but you can cast yourself into darkness when you concentrate on evil. Final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, it's so easy to get overwhelmed or to focus on those bad things rather than on the goodness of the Spirit in the world. And, you know, I think we all face that on a day-to-day basis and really trying to live in that light of God's goodness.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Matthew 6, 22 and 23, making our way through the Sermon on the Mount. And see you for breakfast tomorrow, huh?
That sounds very good. See you then.
Very good. Randy's at 7. Join us if you can. Listeners invited, WWIB. All right, who's got a birthday on a Friday? Again, heading into the weekend, if you know someone with a birthday today, tomorrow, or Sunday, let us know. We're glad to give them a birthday shout-out here. Mark and Dawson Halverson, father and son team. Some fathers and sons go hunting. We do radio together. WWIB, happy birthday to Peter Hyatt. I wouldn't know of Peter except a favorite author and a follow on social media for me is Sharon Hirsch. She attends Peter's church in Colorado. So it sounds like a great man of God. Also, Rebecca Stewart, happy birthday to Rebecca, wife of Jared Stewart, and also mother of two. Happy birthday, Rebecca. Chuck DeGroat with a birthday. The book on, has written several different books. Chuck, a great brother in the Lord. Jack Brownell, he's someone we knew in Liberia, Dawson. I keep in touch with Jack. Here's something Jack said. I already messaged him on his 17th birthday today because, love this story. It's 8th grade Bible class. I say to Jack, this is somewhat later in the year. I'm like, Jack, you want to be a pastor, right? It somehow fit the discussion. He blows me away with this answer. He says, no, I want to be greater than Martin Luther King.
Wow.
I know it.
Ambitious.
That was just really... So anyhow, Jack is going to be embarking on school at the University of Liberia to start. He said he wants to be a doctor, a pediatrician. Pray for him. During Ebola, Liberia had just one doctor for every 65,000 people.
Man.
Ernie Reppy, a great brother in the Lord, with a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ernie. And Pam Mattoon, she just led worship on Sunday at church, and she's got a birthday today. Great sister in Christ. Who else got a birthday, Dawson?
Richard Belzer turning 78 years old from Law and Border SBU.
No. August 5th. We need to be on August 5th.
My bad. Yeah. I'm just so excited about Richard Belzer's birthday. I went back in time and celebrated
it a
day late.
It's hard to let go
late.
Of that birthday. But you know, somebody else turning 77 today, if we tune into August 5th, is
Lonnie. Are you talking about Lonnie Anderson?
I am talking about her. What television sitcom was she on?
It's just...
WKRP in Cincinnati. She is a Minnesota native.
Ah, I had no idea. You know all these fun facts.
Yeah.
Maureen McCormick turning 66 years old from the Brady Bunch.
And she played which character?
You're just hitting me with questions you
Marcia.
Know I don't know the answers to.
And boys across America had a crush on Maureen. Meanwhile, also, Mark Strong from... I don't know these shows. From Cruella and Shazam is 59.
He played the villain in Shazam.
Okay.
Director
I didn't
James
know that.
Gunn turning 56 years old. Speaking of Shazam, superhero movie director James Gunn.
Jonathan Silverman from The Single Guy, 56.
Jesse Williams turning 41 years old from Grey's Anatomy.
Former Olympic track star Lolo Jones is 40.
And finally, Olivia Holt, 25 years old.
All right, you got our promise of the day.
I do. Our promise of the day today, I have cared for you from the moment you were born, from Psalms 71:6.
That's so good, it's worth repeating. One more time.
I have cared for you from the moment you were born. That's Psalms 71:6.
We got a CCM artist birthday today. Well, it's not today. It's actually Sunday. Kevin Rhodes from By the Tree.
In the spirit of celebrating birthdays
yes.
on the day that it is not happening, By the Tree, we got Invade My Soul up next.
The WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. A couple of challenges here on this 5th of August. Here are the WIB Wake Up Show with Mark and Dawson Halverson. First off, matching is catching because it's August catch and match. Any gift to WIB Incorporated throughout this 8th month of the year will be instantly doubled to $34,500 already received by 26 generous donors. We're so grateful to them. But really, that's the challenge. The challenge as far as WIB Incorporated, which pays for the airtime for 20 programs. Could be a short feature like Beth Moore, heard twice daily, both with Mid-Mornings with Michelle and then about 6:20 at night with Betsy. Or else it could be a long-form one-hour show like the Focus on the Family weekend, Sunday mornings this weekend with Doss here on WWIB. So, again, the challenge is on for that. But also, we've got our, again, learn more at WIB.com. And you can also at WIB.com learn more about the Backpack to School Challenge. Yes, creatively titled the Backpack to School Challenge. And Mike Hool's here from Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Dawson. Thanks for being here.
You guys have been doing this for a long time at Valley Vineyard. We've been joining with you in more recent years. We've got a goal of $10,000, and that would help us to provide the money for 100 backpacks for you there in Chippewa Falls and also the We Care Eau Claire multiple church group in Eau Claire. But give us kind of what your experience has been with this annual program in August.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, the thing is last year we did about 1,000 backpacks.
Wow.
We'll do 1,000 again this year. Inflation didn't go down.
Made it worse.
But I think the amazing part is the stories. You know, one of the incredible things was one day these kids got their backpacks, and we were still doing it indoors at that time. We do it outdoors now. It's more of a drive-through thing, and it's actually a lot more fun outside. But we were indoors, and they took their backpacks of school supplies, sat down in our hallway, and opened them up like a Christmas gift.
Aww.
Took out each thing and held up and showed them the pencil and the notebook like it was like Christmas for them.
Wow.
And I think we miss those things. You know, and I remember the one girl confused when she came out. She was 5, and she looked at her mom and goes, "What are these tags?" She said, "That's new." And she didn't understand what new is. She'd never seen a new backpack before.
Yeah.
And I think those things are type mind-blowing type situations for us. And I think that's why we do it. We're more blessed, to be honest, probably doing this than the people we do bless. But the need is high, and the stories are real.
Now, I know at Valley Vineyard, I mean, regularly you have a food pantry, and this just kind of is a special annual event, right?
Correct. Yeah, we serve over about 1,000 people a month now in our food pantry.
And when is that?
So it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7.
Okay.
I don't know how many families it comes out to be. You'd have to look at the numbers, but it has gone up exponentially over the last 2 to 3 years. And recently, because of inflation, we are seeing record numbers every day. We know the reality for school supplies will be the same. You know, and we'd love this as a community event. People support and rally around us in our community as well. We're very blessed by, like, Fourth Haven Coffee House in Chippewa does a great job for us too with this. But, like, we're just very blessed. We're so thankful for WIB and their willingness to help. But just when you see a child and you can be the hands and feet, I think faith is expressed that way is more love in action than the words follow.
Yeah.
And this is a real opportunity to do that.
With this movement, this incredible cause, to the people listening right now, kicking off now, running through August 12th, if you could break it down to the most simple terms for the people listening, just a single statement, what would that be?
Wow. Single statement. I'm not known
if
for single
statements.
I'm not known for single statements.
He's a pastor.
Me
I'm a
either. Pastor. Asking a pastor a single statement fair. Is like asking a miracle. And
the
so
best you can get me.
The best I can give you is I think it's an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a real way for those who are really in need.
There we go.
A long statement, but
no, hey, it's a statement. You got me what I was looking for.
Let's look for that song from Audio A. I think Hands and Feet, something like that. Why don't you look for that, Doss, as we wrap up here with Mike Hool from Valley Vineyard Church. But again, people can go online to WIB.com. We'd love it if they would. And again, as the Spirit leads, hopefully, join us in the Backpack to School Challenge. We're trying to raise $10,000. What's inside of the backpacks, real quick?
So, oh my gosh, it's a lot. We got notebooks, folders, glue, pencils, of course, by grade, crayons, colored pencils, markers. I'm going to forget something. Some calculators, protractors,
wow.
Compasses.
So there's a lot of things.
There's
and again,
a lot. Kleenex.
Right.
But, things
but
like that.
Families in need, kids in need. You're helping them, empowering them. We know education is huge. It's a difference maker. And this is giving them a boost.
Absolutely. And the average cost, if you know this, so the average cost per child for school supplies in a backpack is over $200. And so I think it's almost $250.
Yeah.
So if you're a family like 4 kids and you're working hard and barely making it, an extra $1,000 is a lot on a budget. And so that's why it's a big deal.
So again, we got a suggested gift of $50. That'll provide a student with a quality backpack and the school supplies Mike was saying needed by their district. But every gift is needed and will help. And so whatever you can do at WIB.com, you'll see the banner at the top of the page. It's very user-friendly. Thanks so much to our many great sponsors as well. Mike Hool, love you, brother. And again, we share this common bond of faith and sports teams that we root for. So Go Brewers.
Go All Brewers. Right? Love you, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks. Mike Hull from Valley Vineyard. And again, your distribution of the backpacks finally is?
Is August 14th. It's coming up on Sunday afternoon, 1 to 3. And then after that, it'll be every pantry day till school basically gets going.
Let's get the music here going. We got headlines here on WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show on this Friday morning, minus Caleb. But apparently he was here. Yes. Somehow. How did he do it? Is he the Easter Bunny? Is he Santa? I mean, what he did was he's the donut man in disguise.
Uh-huh.
The donut dojo, dare we say? I mean, basically, he left a big box of fresh donuts. I know he brought donuts for security at One Fest on Saturday, too. But the thing is, a big box of fresh donuts, a wonderful note to staff here who worked so hard on the fourth and final parking lot picnic yesterday and throughout the summer. And so he's just a great coworker and colleague, and wish him the great
At
day.
At some point throughout our escapades throughout the morning, he crept in, left this behind, and silently exited without either of us being the wiser.
I
swear, out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw him, but this could have been an illusion, a mirage, or me trying to save face and not. Anyway, we have headlines.
We have headlines. So he usually gives the intro. Thank you, Caleb. I am on a sugar high at the moment. But we have headlines because you lead a busy life and you can't keep track of everything that's going on. It's a crazy 24/7, 365 news cycle. So Doss and I are going to recap it for you. Here we go. We call it headlines. A study found that Friday is the most popular day for bank robberies.
And it's also the most popular day to release weird statistics.
It is kind of weird.
A study found most yogurt is not as healthy as most of us think.
Particularly the cookies and cream flavor with rainbow sprinkles.
Does sound delicious.
A 10-year-old boy in India snuck onto a plane.
That's incredible. When I was 10, I couldn't find my way out of the clothing racks while my mom was shopping.
True story.
Researchers invented a device that apparently cures hiccups.
Please tell me it's not related to any form of a mask. A study found that eating walnuts daily lowers your cholesterol without increasing your weight. The study was funded by the California Walnut Commission.
So we should ignore the results which claim walnuts increase your IQ and give you invisibility. In case you were wondering what space smells like, a former astronaut says it has the aroma of seared steak, hot metal, and welding fumes.
Somebody must be selling a candle that smells like that.
If they are, let me know.
And finally, people under the age of 30, like my co-host, have weaker grips than they used to.
But thanks to texting, they have the most powerful thumbs in history.
True. Those are the headlines. Now you're all caught up. Mark and Dawson Halverson with you on this Friday, the 5th of August. Joined in studio by Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard. And Avenue Orchard, Ronnie, one of our great sponsors in the Backpack to School Challenge. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. It's fun.
That's great.
I love doing it.
Yeah, appreciate it. We had Mike Hull on last hour talking about one of those that we want to benefit, Valley Vineyard, with their backpack distribution coming up a week from Sunday, August 14th, 1 to 3. But Avenue Orchard, busy time of the year or the summer, right?
Yes, it's been very busy this summer doing all the farmers markets and growing our product. And so we've had a great summer, and here comes fall.
Yeah.
We're already picked our first early apple, which is a yellow transparent. So that's already almost sold out.
Really? The yellow transparent?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look forward to fall, but Ronnie, it's only the 5th of August, so let's just kind of put a little break on that.
All right.
Speaking of
looking forward,
yes,
the two of us have each a spoonful of this. It's mango
spice.
Yep. We scooped it before, and it's just been sitting in front of me, and I can smell it, and I don't want to wait a second longer.
Well,
I want to try it.
Let's let Ronnie build it up a little bit.
All right. Well, we got in a shipment of mangoes, and we had to do something. So, of course, we came up with, I believe this is Misty's recipe.
Okay.
If it's Shelly's recipe, I'm going to be in hot water again.
Okay.
But anyway, it's got a little bit of cinnamon, vanilla, and cloves mixed in with the mangoes.
I got to just real quick credit you guys at Avenue Orchard because I never heard about spice jams until you guys. And once you do it, once you get a little zest and zip in your jam, you don't want to go back.
Exactly.
All right, Doss, are you ready?
I've been ready.
On three, mango spice jam taste testing. Okay, one, two, three, go. All right. All right, I asked for this. And I'm glad I did.
I'm so glad you did. That's incredible.
Very good. Very tasty.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got a beautiful flavor. Combinations are just awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
I have not had a mango jam before.
So. Neither had I. So this was a first for us.
Yeah. What'd you think, Doss? You like it?
It's incredible. I can't do it justice with the description. In truth, you just have to try it. It's, oh, wow.
I'm thinking a PBJ with this is way to go.
Oh, yeah. A good one. And and as always, any jam really is good on crackers and cream cheese.
Okay.
So that's another way to just to sit back and enjoy it as kind of a snack.
That's a good thought.
And again, we know that you guys get out and about. And in fact, you're going to be doing that tomorrow, a Menominee Farmers Market from 8 to 1, right?
Correct.
And the Pine Lodge in Chautauqua tomorrow from 9 to 1. So I don't know how you can be in multiple places, but you guys figure it out.
Divide and conquer.
But make sure people know about the Avenue Orchard store.
Right. Yeah. Our store is open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can always get our jams there. Unfortunately, we've sold out of apple cider till this fall.
That was very popular.
Yes, it is.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
We sent the last 2,500 pints down to the state fair. So if you're down at the state fair, make sure you stop in the Wisconsin building at the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association booth there and buy some of our apple cider.
Now, is anybody from the team going to be down at the state fair?
No.
Okay.
The association buys it from us basically and sells it there. So,
well, that was a real honor for you guys.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, that covers it. The Creation Kitchen is going to continue to be putting all these fantastic treats together.
You bet.
Ronnie, thanks so much.
Yeah, they are working on a new recipe.
Oh?
On?
Cookie.
Okay. Very good.
Little tease for the future.
Always something new going on at Avenue Orchard. Thanks so much for joining us, Ronnie.
You're welcome.
Mark Halverson has just run into the studio.
Because now is the time. We've promoted that we've got three drawings to do.
You just surprised me. You dropped
it. No. And so we try to communicate as best we can on and off the air.
Thought we were waiting for 45. But hey, no, I'm ready
now
for it.
The time.
We got it.
So Ronnie Appleseed has selected these names, but
he
they have not been announced.
One after the next. I've got the drum roll
and
ready.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
We've had so many drawings this week, right? On Monday, we had drawings left over from One Fest where we had the Dells tickets and Metropolis, I believe. Then we did this again. Tuesday, we had the National Night Out. This is why Caleb needs a day off today. Tuesday, the National Night Out. He was working hard there from, 3 until 8 o'clock at night and then packing it all up. And so more Metropolis. We've got more. We've got two drawings for the Dells, the family four-pack. It's four tickets each for four different venues, plus also another Metropolis Resort and Action City giveaway, a two-night family of five worth more than $800.
Jeez. And that's happening today, right now.
Yes, right now. So,
okay.
First of all, let's start it off with the Dells.
Yeah.
All right. We started off with the Dells.
Sounds good. Oh, drum
roll? Yeah, a little drum roll. Scott Schmidt of Chippewa Falls, our first Dells winner.
Schmidt.
He is going to Circus World, Mount Olympus, Upper Dells Boat Tour, and Top Secret. Congratulations, Scott.
Congrats.
Another one. Yet another drum roll here.
Round two.
To Colfax we go, and Ann Olson, our other Dells winner.
Ann Olson, congratulations.
And finally, the Metropolis Resort and Action City, where the fun never stops. An ultimate state package goes to Tesla Andersla from, is it Fall Creek or Eau Claire? It is Fall Creek or Eau Claire. So there you go. She's got like an EC or an FC.
Okay.
I can't tell. So congratulations to her. Michelle's going to be contacting these folks again. She wins the ultimate stay package, including a two-night stay in a standard double queen room with up to five water park passes and Action City combo passes.
Incredible.
Yeah.
These fortunate folks reaching out to you, letting you know you won. Out of all of the many names, more than we were expecting, turned up to the...
The fourth and final parking lot
the
picnic.
The final
yesterday.
Parking lot picnic.
There was a lot of people signing up for this.
And from them, we have those three winners. So, hey, enjoy your winnings.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. It is time for the best of the week. We've boiled it down to less than 5 minutes. Here's what it sounds like.
Hi, I'm Connie from Conrath, and I just wanted to say hi to the WWIB booth and that we listen to you every day. And we live in Conrath, and my family is all Christian. My son goes to church, and he's... in Kadad, and I have 6 grandkids, and we all love your music. We play it on YouTube. They know Matthew West when I come in here tomorrow night to sing. They just sing it. And I always say it. I listen to it when I babysit them. I have the radio on all day, and they know all the songs that Nana knows. And we have them in my radio, in my car, in my house, in my garage. My kids love Christian music. And they all say, Nana, your song's on. Oh, so thank you.
Yes, this is a feel-old birthday. Yesterday was Austin Rivers turning 30, made me feel old. Butch Patrick. Who's Butch Patrick? You're like, he is Eddie Munster. And he's 69 today. No! One of the episodes I remember, I was talking with my mic off. I'm so flustered. Eddie, one of the episodes I remember is like he had a beard and then he had some soup and then the beard disappeared. I don't know. It's a weird memory. So Eddie is 69 today and you can't deny it. Just the reality of aging. We got Keith leaving us a message, 396-1670 WWIB, talking about did the thunder wake you up? It's our question of the morning.
Hi, Mark. Kyle has a weather station here that registers how many strikes of lightning within a 3-hour period that this morning I woke up about 10 to 2 because of the thunder. And at that point when I checked it, said in the last 3 hours there had been over 12,000 lightning strikes.
Wow.
So there was a lot of lightning.
Got to say real quick, talking about the new WIB shirts available just for this month. And yes, I bought one on Saturday. You kind of started something. We won't get into it. But anyhow, you and I and Josh, I'll end up getting one. And the fact is that sporting it to church yesterday, I'm out walking some after church and somebody goes, I like your shirt. People never say that. Like strangers on the sidewalk who say, I like your shirt. That happened yesterday. I've seen you sing on stage at the Crestview Talent Show.
I have, yes. With my kid, we did a number from The Greatest Showman, which is a musical we both love.
I'm embarrassed to say I've not seen that Hugh Jackman movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
It's amazing. Well, it's amazing to me that you and I are friends, and I didn't know that about you.
Is there a movie you're embarrassed to say you've never seen?
I've never seen The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. My wife loves it. And, you know, I've seen snippets of it, but I have never sat down and watched the movie. And at least once a year, and probably closer to 10 times a year, she will say to me, you know what, you really need to watch The Sound of Music. And I'll say, yeah, I know. Especially given that I love musicals, it seems obvious that I should watch it, and I just haven't.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a
I don't think you'd find a lot of people who would say, yeah, candy, not for me.
Now,
maybe we all eat more than we should. But, I mean, seriously, candy is just one of those little gifts. What if you got paid to eat candy?
That's crazy.
And didn't have to leave your house.
That's not even possible, is it?
This sounds so American, but it's actually not. It's Canadian.
Yes, a Canadian company is offering a very sweet gig. Candy Funhouse, an online retailer of treats from chocolate bars to gummies and licorice, is hiring for a pretty sweet amount, $78,000 a year. Work from home as their chief candy officer. Are you kidding me?
I'll be a CCO.
What do the duties include?
Leading candy board meetings, again, from home. You don't have to leave. Being the head taste tester, the head taste tester from your couch. And the final duty, all things fun.
Is this like the Willy Wonka job of the year or what?
Right?
I go to Menominee during school and pick up 7 kids. And bring them back to the high school and for school.
And what do they ask to listen to?
They ask to listen to WWIB all the way.
Wow, that's great. They're all from one family or two?
Three families.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Fantastic.
That's Robert. He does that driving, taking those kids from Menominee to McDonald High School. Thanks to him. Talk to him at OneFest. That wraps up the best of the week.